But now, this is CITR, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. You're here for the music. We're finally ready, live in studio with us right now to play live. Very excited. This is Psy. Thank you.
Our next song is called Hatch. We are Psy.
Mm-hmm.
two more songs left. This next song is called Too Fast, Too Furious. This is a brand new one for us. Thanks so much to Ben Lai for having us play today. We are aside.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That was Sai, everybody. We'll be back shortly with the band and chat about everything. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben. Yeah, don't go anywhere.
I've been really trying. Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
The ISA is the International Student Association, a UBC club that presents and integrates the global student community.
We're a home for international students on campus, and our aim is to provide a sense of belonging to international students.
We host a variety of events, ranging from advocacy to social gatherings. We want to shed light on issues international students face at UBC in terms of housing, tuition, academics, and more.
We hope to see you at our upcoming social events.
Stay up to date with the ISA on our Facebook page, UBC ISA, or check out our website, ubcinternational.ca.
When was the last time you had fun? Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little rec. Or a big rec. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.
Stew Stews, the stew for you. Do you do the stew that Stew Stews? Come find out at UBC Sprouts.
Located in the basement of the AMS Nest and on the penthouse of the GSS building. Open weekdays 9 to 4:30.
UBC Sprouts is your home for cheap,
tasty,
organic,
locally sourced,
vegan stew and baked goods.
If the search has been long and futile and brutal.
Have a problem with a professor or need help resolving a problem on campus?
The UBC Office of the Ombudsperson for Students is an independent, impartial, and confidential resource to assist students in addressing and resolving concerns about unfair treatment at UBC.
The Ombudsperson is an advocate for fairness for the benefit of all students and the university community as a whole. Learn more at ombudsoffice.ubc.ca.
Hello, UBC. Okra is UBC's newest Residents Association Council, and we are thrilled to be a part of the community. Here at Orchard Commons, we value our residents, respect our community, and love catering events to our first years. Our amazing views of the ocean combined with the open kitchen make us a central location at UBC. Here's to a great year. Orchard Commons, the place to be. My name is Andre, and this has been brought to you by the Orchard Commons Residents Association.
Salam. Roozetun bekhair. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, the screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm in studio now with Sai.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in. You played a great set. Let's maybe you want to introduce yourself to the people out there in Radioland.
Sure.
A little bit.
Hi, I'm Dorothy.
I'm Shelby.
I'm Morgan.
And I'm Jen.
And
I'm Jen.
Oh.
Jen
over here.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the side.
She plays.
Sorry, the mic is. The mic. Oh. Yeah. All right. The mic is kind of dangly, but Jen, what can you do? It's perfect. Isaac, can we talk a bit about how the band got started? Or some of you in different projects?
We are almost hitting our 1 year anniversary.
Oh.
As a Cranberries cover band.
Oh, is that how it started?
Yeah. We all got together to do the Halloween show last year.
Right.
And we did Cranberries. We're doing it again this year.
Not Cranberries, but...
You're in the you guys are doing the Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Because, like, Adrian was telling me about it. So who else? Mm-hmm. So is all of you in...
Superstars?
Yeah. Adrian... Al,
yeah, from Milk, yeah.
And Portia from Pale Red.
Oh, nice. So how many? Okay. So, and like all of you.
And all of us, yeah.
It's
like
so it's going to be huge. Oh, wow. whose idea was it to do Shania Twain? What is it called? Shania
Fane.
We've just been
talking about like Shania and like women in country music in general a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
We had a Sheryl Crow cover for a little while.
Yeah.
And it kind of streamlined Shania Twain.
And when did you thought? I mean, I guess Halloween thing is such a big, I don't know, it's been going on for, I feel like, 5-6 years. It wasn't like this like 20 years ago, but it seems to be like a very popular thing.
I feel like the last few years, there's been like big shows.
And so, like, how did the original one, like the Cranberry one, came about? Just someone wanted, someone really wanted to do it, or was it?
I feel like you came up to each of us and you're like, "Do you want to be in my Cranberry?"
Oh yeah, I guess that happened. Yeah. Dorothy's
Cranberry cover.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then that's perfect. And then, so at what point did that? So you would have been practicing for the Cranberry show, the Halloween show. So after that, like after the show, like whatever, you thought, oh, it was so fun that we just keep doing it, or there's
so
still
nice
way
to
more
hang
Cranberry.
Out once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just went from there.
Yeah, and at what point did like the new songs start, like your own songs, come about then?
I feel like kind of just came up with them all in the studio mostly.
Yeah, we did
like
our first few demos
after.
Like right away,
right,
and then
haven't
done
still
it.
Still waiting.
Recording this month.
Yeah.
right, and like what is, that's kind of awesome. And was it like the new songs you write? Is it hard to like go away from, because like I guess how many songs did you play at the Halloween for the Cranberry songs?
Three.
Yeah.
I think it was three. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we did. Four.
Yeah.
Oh, it's four.
So during like writing new songs and practicing and whatever, did you like still slip into three Cranberry songs in it just for fun?
We should.
Or no?
I think every once in a while.
Or did it just got dropped? Or did it just got dropped?
I would practice.
Yeah,
I feel
like it's usually me.
The zombie bass line.
Any weddings?
Yeah. Christmas parties.
Hire us, please.
Because like very part. Well, yeah, I'm sure weddings and or anything. It's people love the.
Yeah. We can play linger.
Yeah. Like maybe not the zombie wouldn't be like the first dance song. Like, I guess, but
depends.
But I think
who you are.
Think,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
maybe.
Bed, like who's been under your
yeah.
Either.
Oh, no, I want that to be my first dance. Yeah.
So the show this Saturday at the Red Gate is the Halloween extravaganza. I don't know what the name of it is. And yeah, so how was practicing for that? So there's, what, like seven people?
It was, to be honest, it was intense and kind of stressful at first. But we finally had a practice last night, and it felt like it was all coming together.
Yeah.
And Adrian is playing the violin, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And Al is playing the pedal steel, so it's like very lush.
Right.
Yeah. Very full sounding. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah.
And apparently, Portia was saying that she had the same singing teacher as Shania Twain did on Gabriola Island. So he was like a local legend.
Oh, wow.
And when they were when she would take these lessons, he would be like, "You're not as good as Shania. You're not Shania." So it was a lot to live up to, yeah.
So who's singing? Like, is she singing? Who's is everyone? Like, how did?
Portia and I are going to be singing.
Yeah.
And
like together or
together, yeah. Harmonizing and
nice.
Just doing that. Yeah.
That's fantastic. You know what songs you're doing? All the hits.
We're going to do the hits, yes. Maybe one deep cut to some. However, favorite,
yeah.
I think Morgan and I, who's Bed of Your Boots Been Under?
Yeah, I feel like I've known that song since I was 5 years old.
I know, I was talking to, I've been talking to quite a few people, and they're like, I've never heard that song before. Or any man of mine. I'm like, I don't understand.
Where have you been?
Two actual hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. Do you know... Are you being on in the middle or in the beginning?
We're on at midnight.
On at midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Yeah. So
wow. A lot of bands.
So were the practice was everybody every time?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were practicing a little on our own at first before we got everyone else in. Right.
And is there one more before you, one more practice before you go? Or is it, you guys already?
Hopefully.
We're going to try
Saturday.
To fit one in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other bands that night that you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh, there's going to be
There's a lot. I don't have to listen.
I'm really looking forward to the Madonna cover.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's
the
one. That's what Ellie and the other.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a really fun one.
Nice.
Dorothy's actually in another cover.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears. Beers for Cheers.
It's always a fun show. I won't be in town, so that's why I've kind of just been trying to avoid it, so I don't want to hear about it. But it's good, but this is fun. Yeah, I always enjoy it when I do see it. It's just a good way of... Yeah, I was wondering, does other city do it? Or is it a Vancouver thing?
I'm not sure, because I remember, I think it was Ryan, who used to be at CITR. I think he has put a Halloween event
seen posters out. For that. On the web.
Yes, on the web.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So something else in another city.
Right.
But that's the only thing that I've seen.
But I wonder if it's... Yeah, but I don't know. I wonder. Maybe...
Yeah, we have a couple in Vancouver now. Yeah. They usually do one at the Toast, too, I think. And sometimes Astoria.
Yeah, sometimes.
I haven't seen anything about Astoria this year.
No. Yeah, I think last year or the year before, there was three or something. There's two on the weekend, and then there's one on the proper day.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. You're going to dress up? I don't know what Shania Twain wear is. Is it
she has some iconic.
Yeah, she really does.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do the whole leopard print, head to toe, plus suitcase and boots, but I don't think that's going to come
around. Right,
it's run a little
leopard costumes to the last day. Yeah. We had really grandiose ideas a month ago, so.
Right, right. No, that.
Let's see what we can pull together.
Yeah,
that should be fun. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the cover band. But going back to the regular, the normal. Going back to the stuff. And you guys have a few songs recorded. What's the plan for this band coming up this winter, I guess?
Yeah. Oh, I think we...
Is there a big recording coming, or are you guys going
to... Our plan is to record the next album ourselves and just put out everything that we have and then start writing again and blast them out.
Maybe do a few shows outside of Vancouver.
Right.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where would you want to go? Just anywhere that's not outside.
I want to do a little island tour. Yeah.
Seattle, maybe.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
PNW.
Yeah. Oh, we could take the ferry. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, we're yeah, right. Because you can do the Victoria to Seattle ferry, right?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that like a luxury ferry, though?
Is it?
Perfect.
I feel like it might be. How we ride. I think it's not for us.
You gotta travel in style. And the name of the band, it's just for people out there, is SIGH. Mm-hmm. Because it's talking like Psy, like isn't the rapper from Korea also kind of
rapper? Isn't it kind of Psy? A Japanese death metal band.
Well, it's pronounced Psy though, right? Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It's called Psy, yeah. So you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, we have the asterisks.
Sign with two asterisks, actually.
Yeah. This is actually just all
that's really, like, significant.
I mean, maybe next Halloween, Psy can be a Psy cover.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh
my God. I love that, actually.
That would be, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's the famous, yeah. Yeah. That would be fun. That might be tough. Victoria, maybe Seattle, maybe some recording. Any upcoming shows that is not the...
I think we're taking a little show break now. Yeah. Yeah. We had a pretty packed summer.
Yeah.
We played a lot.
Yeah. And any of you like busy with your other bands at all, or is it pretty, or is there like sort of time-wise, how does that go?
Always just seems to kind of work out. I don't know. Yeah. There's enough time for
all the bands and all the projects. And like, was it hard doing two cover bands or four?
Yes.
Like how many practices are you doing this week?
I've been practicing every day, but that's just me. That's.
Well, thanks for coming out tonight.
Yeah, very happy to be here. I've always wanted to play Thunderbird.
Yeah, perfect. If you're just tuning in, I am in studio with the band Psy, S-I-G-H, like Psy. let's play a fantastic set. You can listen to the podcast on citr.ca. Just do a search for S-I-G-H. And I think now are you ready to for a segment that we on the show that we like to play?
Yeah.
One of these games.
Yes.
I actually have a new one.
Ooh, a new one.
it's new to me. I haven't done it before, but it's not a new game. It's a very very classic game. Let's just try it because why not? Why not? There's a theme song, but it's not. It's a classic theme song. Do you recognize that theme song at all? No.
Family Feud.
We're gonna play Family Feud.
Okay.
Do you know that? Do you know how that game works at all?
I do.
Yeah.
Personally.
Oh, was it like two versus two?
Yeah. You're gonna be battling it. Basically, how it works is the game is I have a deck of just a Family Feud board game, and there's questions. They survey 100 people. It's going to be a question, and you just have to give it answers. You know, like, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? And then they survey 100 people, and people give the answer. You have to find the number one answer, the number two answer, the number three answer.
Got it.
Are you good with dividing into two teams?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm really excited right now.
Me too.
So I think what they do is, I haven't done this before, but this will be fun. We haven't done this. So usually the first thing they do is they do a face-off where two people, I'm going to do a quick, a question, and you buzz in, and whoever gets the top answer gets to play or yeah, gets to play the game or okay. pass it on. But Family Feud.
Okay. You're up first.
Mark. So you just pass the buzzer, but and then you have 6 seconds, I think, to give an answer.
Okay.
Okay. This is fun.
We'll see. Me versus you, Shel?
Yeah, whoever
You're
wants
closer
to.
Closer to the buzzer.
Yeah, whoever wants to buzz in. Yeah.
Okay.
The question is, we asked 100 parents, name a food that your kids prepare for themselves.
Hot dogs. No, you have to buzz in.
Okay.
Craft dinner.
Craft dinner. It is, no, well, that's the, it's a, it's a number five answer. The wow. seven people pick mac and
high.
Cheese. So you have a chance to steal.
Hot dogs.
No hot dogs.
I feel like that's the first thing I like. No, hot dogs?
That totally makes
you just boil like the water. Put the
in
hot
case
dog
you're
in
wondering, cereal is number one. Number two is sandwich.
I was going to say sandwich.
Number three is pizza, but I guess they just they can't.
Like frozen pizza?
I guess, yeah. And eggs. That's intense. Actually, eggs is like not super easy. Cereal is, yeah, but you know, hot dog I would have, yeah. That sounds.
I don't know.
So how this game works is, do you want to, if you choose to play, or do you want to pass it on for the other team to play? So you get, so we're going to switch to a different topic, and you get three tries to get the entire board, all the,
I see.
All
what
the
answers.
Yeah. So, shall be a Dorothy.
You guys should play this round.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play this round.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to see if there's an app. There was an app that can make the silly buzzing sound right. Okay, so, oh, geez. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, we'll see how this goes. They asked 100 people this question, and probably Americans, but we'll see. Name an occupation that seems to attract the most annoying people.
The police
force? Name, and so Dorothy, you get to come up with... with whatever, yeah. So there's eight answers.
Eight.
You got three strikes.
Annoying.
Name an occupation that seems to attract the most annoying people.
Oh my God, this is so charged.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. You can just fail. Oh yeah, fair enough.
I can just fail. let's say cops. I'll play it safe.
Let's see if this works. Oh wait.
We're not working.
Correct. That's
my God.
There's the number
that
eight.
That was yours, wasn't it?
The number, the number eight. The, one of the answers. The number eight. Three people said it.
Oh, okay.
So
wow.
You want to keep going? You have to keep going. Keep going
wait,
until you fail.
So that was number eight.
There's number eight. So there's still seven more.
Okay.
This is a long one. I should have skipped the long ones. But now we'll see next time.
Really?
So you said the
traffic
name?
Like police like ticket. Not traffic, like
that's
parking
really
ticket
law.
People.
Law enforcement?
No, I'm gonna say answers. I'm gonna say sure. There's DMV.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
close
yeah.
enough. So back to you, Dorothy.
Oh God. I'm lost. I need help.
You can just well it's supposed to be a time limit, so it's supposed to give you a little anything. So 6 seconds. Yeah.
Let's say business people.
Oh.
Too late.
Too late. So one strike.
Your turn.
Yes.
Oh, to guess one more?
Yes.
Okay.
So you got like up to two more strikes. Yeah.
Two more strikes. Really annoying people.
There's one that's very off. There's one that's really,
really
high
obvious?
Up. Yeah. There's one very annoying occupation.
Loan officers.
We're staying in a realm for sure.
It's out of time. I'm gonna say no time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's say.
It is dead air time, so I do have to.
Really
I do have to buzz you. I do have to buzz you out. Whatever.
Clerks. I don't
and
know.
Are they going to get the same question?
I'm going to buzz in you on that. Yeah, so there is still number one, the number two answer, the number three answer, the number 4 answer, the number 6 answer, and the number 7 answer. So
it's charming to
the fence. Does it move on to us
now? Yeah, yeah. So you guys can steal. You just have to come up with an answer.
You go. Do it.
Actors.
Oh, nice.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Bands, musicians.
No, the number 1 answer is telemarketers.
Oh, right. Okay. I was thinking,
The number 2 is lawyer.
That was our other guess.
Number 3 is bartenders.
Bartenders.
Number 4 is customer service. Number 6 is nursing. And number 7
nursing.
Is
nursing. Like literal angels.
Yeah. But see, you got to think of it like it's not what you think. It's what the average American and restaurant, I guess it's like waiter. Yeah.
Customer.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's do another fast whatever the buzzing round. So we'll try one. All right.
I'm so excited.
All right, 100 people was asked this question. Name an excuse for lateness that bosses get sick of hearing.
Slept in.
Okay. Overslept. Number 2.
Is number 2?
Number 2. So there's still one more.
The traffic.
Traffic? Number 1.
Whoa!
Yes. Nice.
Number 1 answer. Perfect. So let's do, do you want to play or you want to pass? Just like last night.
Should we pass?
Sure.
It's all you guys.
All right. Let's do one with like a little bit. Oh, man. This is gonna be tough. We'll see. The question is: 100 people was asked this. There's five answers on the board. Name me a famous Dennis.
The Menace.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Dorothy. Dennis the Menace. Yeah.
I'm gonna not use this. Yeah, ding. Number 1 answer. 62.
Thanks.
Jen.
Okay, the only thing I can think is Dennis Quaid.
Me too.
I don't know. I never thought I had such an affinity.
I'm supposed to go like, do we see Dennis Quaid?
Survey.
Yes!
Number 3 answer, Dennis Quaid.
Oh my God.
9 people said it.
Dennis Rodman, is that a name?
Dennis Hopper?
That sounds like a name.
Okay, so which one are you going with? Which one are you going with? Dennis Rodman?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it right? I'm going to go with that one.
Do you see Dennis Rodman?
Oh my God.
Number 4, Dennis Rodman. 8 people. That's a passport player.
I've never heard of him before.
Wow, we're doing
Dennis Rodman is Dennis Rodman is a famous classical player that went to North Korea because to be friends with Kim Jong Un.
Okay, yeah, okay, I've seen videos of them like.
He's like buddy buddy with Kim Jong. Yeah.
And was he married to Madonna or did he date her?
Maybe. You know what? That sounds familiar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Possibly. So there's still the number 2 answer on the board and the number. Oh, wait. What did we say before? No, sorry, the number 2 is on the board. Number 3 is used. And there's still number 4 on the board.
Dennis Hopper.
Number 2, Dennis Hopper. 14 people. So there's
don't
one.
Don't know who that is.
It's an actor.
Me either.
There's one more. Dennis, this one is tough. There's one more. It's the very last one.
The only thing is Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary.
Do we see Dennis Leary? It's a good guess. I would have, one strike.
I can't think of another Dennis.
Me neither.
I'm just going to buzz it out.
Yeah, I think we're...
It's a tough one. Dennis. Do you think of any Dennis? It's for the steal.
I have nothing.
I don't know.
It's Dennis Miller. Do you know Dennis Miller?
I've never heard of him.
Comedian.
Oh.
But,
okay.
No, it's a hard one. It's
hard
to steal.
Yep.
Yeah. But Morgan and Jen wins that round.
Yeah.
Good job.
We're all tied up.
Do you want to just do one more final
tiebreaker?
Final tiebreaker? Oh man, this one is too much. All right, let's just see. All right, this is the so we're gonna do the fast, not the fast money. I don't know what it's called. The face off, the good old face off. All right.
Sure.
All right, name me something that gets smaller and smaller the longer you use it.
An eraser.
Let me see, eraser. Number five. Five. So there's still a chance for something higher than the fifth highest. Name me something that's smaller and smaller the longer you use it.
Soap.
Yeah.
Soap.
Let me see. Soap. Number one answer.
A bar of 50, soap.
Bar of soap. Yeah. Yeah. 50 people said bar of soap. So wow. You win that round. So you want to play? Or you want to pass?
You're cool.
Play.
Okay.
All right.
You're really carrying the team. All right.
No. All right. This is gonna be this is seven, but I think it's a tough one, but it's guessable. We'll see how it goes. Name me an animal that can jump higher than you can.
Kangaroo.
let me load the system. No, okay, yeah. Oh, let me see if kangaroo's on there. Well, yeah. Kangaroo, number one answer.
Hell yeah.
40 people. Now your turn, Shelby.
Horse.
Oh.
Let me see horse. Number six answer, 4 people.
That's a really good
and one. Oh, how about a gazelle or an antelope?
Nice.
All right, let me see gazelle, antelope. Number four answer, deer, antelope. 5 people said it. So you said kangaroo, horse, and antelope, right? Yeah. There's still the number two, the number three answer, the number five, and the number seven.
Like a tiger?
All right, let me see. Feeling tiger. Oh. Number five, fifth answer. 4 people said it.
Just bigger animals than us can probably jump higher.
It's definitely not a bear.
Yeah. Not a
bear. Yeah. I don't think bears don't jump all that much.
Reindeer.
I think that's considered deer.
Deer. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Have another cat.
Okay.
Or I don't know.
Yeah, gotta pick it, otherwise we're gonna give you a timeout.
Leopard.
All right. Let's see leopard.
The number seven.
Number seven. 2 people.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
So you got the number two left. Number two and number five, I think. Let me see. Like so. You said kangaroo, right? You said tiger. You said horse. You said leopard. You said antelope. Is there anything I'm missing?
Monkey?
Do they jump? Yeah, okay. Just general monkey?
Not a monkey. So is that the first strike?
I think so.
You said it. You just never.
Gazelle.
another cat.
No, there wasn't gazelle. But
what did I say?
He's a cat.
Just general. Just cat. How's
I think
cat?
Just like
are
cat.
Strikes out?
No, there's one more. Yeah, one more strike.
Should we go with cat? Should that be our
sure?
Cat.
Number two answer. Nice. Cat.
Number two. Wow.
I think there's one left. Yeah,
okay,
one left.
The
number three
average
answer.
Population.
I can't like you guys imagine. Are doing really well. Yeah. This is very impressive.
Okay, we got a lot easier question.
We could
I
go
think.
For a dog. We could go for like you know something
show
that first
dog.
Comes to mind.
That's true. Okay.
You say dog?
Sure.
Sorry, not a. For the steel.
Oh.
What do you can think of?
Okay,
maybe I don't know.
We're gonna go with cougar.
Yeah.
Cougar and the. Feline
vein? It's close.
There's
but,
so many felines.
No, I mean, it's the only answer left on the board. Someone said it, but not to the mic. Uh-oh. Cheetah.
Oh.
It's just all the cats.
Yeah.
So all the big cats.
Yeah, all the big cats. Yeah, that's Family Feud. I hope you weren't too confused.
That was really fun.
We might
fun.
Have seemed like we were.
We just think too hard about these things.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. The last one you got most of it. That's
yeah,
better than
yeah,
that's,
that was so good.
That's better than most. Yeah, so we are actually getting close to the end of the hour. So coming up next, just to remind everyone listening, Copy and Paste is coming up at 11 o'clock. I am here in the studio right now with the band Psy. The website for the band, how do people get a hold of you? There's a Bandcamp, Psy, Vancouver.
We have a Bandcamp and Facebook and Instagram.
What's the, is it Psy Vancouver Band or something? I forgot.
On Bandcamp, it's psyvancouver.bandcamp.com. Okay.
The account with lots of puppies. two soon to be puppies.
Yay!
Yes.
So wait, sorry?
Our Instagram. Just our Instagram.
Oh, there's going to be...
It's, full of puppies.
Oh.
but if you want to get in touch, probably Facebook is the best way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And you would put, like, new stuff on the music and shows?
Yeah. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to post about the shows when they happen.
Perfect. And the puppy photos, is it from someone's puppy? Or is it just random?
Just random puppies.
Cute, random photos on the internet.
Yeah. And have any of you ever sided in like on a show? Like, what's like the most, I mean, I guess it's a question that should be asked. Like, what, like, name a moment that you would do a, is it like, yeah. It's a like a negative thing or is it a positive thing?
A sigh?
Yeah.
It could be either.
We learned that people sigh, what was it, once every minute? Yeah. Or five?
I don't remember.
Remember that fact sheet?
I'm all about sighing.
Our computers were listening to us and giving us ads about sighing and why we sigh.
Right.
I think it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
I think it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there like an emoji for that?
I don't know.
Because usually it's the when you put it on your if you text it, I guess you put the asterisk, yeah, but that's also the brackets. The triangle, I don't know.
Oh.
The greater than and smaller than.
Or
maybe I'm just reading scripts.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in. Have a great, fun Shania Twain. Show
Shania Fang.
I wish I have a pun joke of a Shania Twain song. I can't really think of one to call it off right now. But I can't even think of any man of my
Don't impress me,
like any, which song are you gonna play, or is it a secret?
We have like one secret song, I think.
Yeah,
that we're trying not to tell people about.
I was gonna reveal it.
Don't we?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
no.
We can tell you three.
Yeah, we'll tell you three. Any Man of Mine.
Yes.
That Don't Impress Me Much. And Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
I feel like we just read
Whose Boots Have Your Bed Been Under?
Perfect. I feel like I might know those songs. It's a very. It's like Canadian content is like I went to a Bryan Adams concert and I've never had an album or anything, but like I know, so I saw the set list beforehand and I'll be like, I don't know half these songs, so I'll go to like get a drink because whatever reason my friend bought us tickets in the no alcohol area, so I was looking at the set list and I'll be like, oh, we're just gonna go with all these songs I don't know, but. When he starts singing, I know this song. I've heard of this.
Yeah.
I just don't know the name.
Yeah.
Just because you just
hear it.
Just hear it all the time. All right.
Well, thank you for
having
me.
Thank you so much. And again, Shania Twain, perfect.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle.